Oh, blessed. Do you feel blessed?
Blessed?
Yeah, do you feel blessed?
Like blessed with a T or just blessed?
What do you mean blessed with a T?
Like blessed.
No, not.
Period.
No. I'm just saying, do you feel blessed that you're alive and like,
oh, okay. So you mean that kind of blessed?
What yeah, the hell is a blessed period?
Like, blessed, period.
Is that like an emotion?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, I just feel kind of nice today. I feel very...
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I do feel happy today. I don't know why.
That's good. Do you feel gay?
Kookaburra, as gay as a kookaburra, you know?
Okay.
Do you know that song?
No.
Oh my god, you don't know that song? Kookaburra? Oh my god.
Wait, sing it. Maybe I will awaken my memory.
This is a song that when I was in primary school, I remember being in like primary 2 music class, okay?
Okay.
And for the listeners out there, if you're a Singaporean, maybe you would have gone through what I went through as a young gay Chinese boy sitting in the classroom and everybody singing this song, okay? 1, 2, 3. Kookaburra sits on the old net tree. Merry, merry, da, 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 la. Kookaburra la. Kookaburra gay.
Gay. Oh,
S-
okay.
What can S- I get tune? Yeah, and the word gay was inside. And I was
really?
Like, yes! And nobody knew that gay meant gay, and nobody knew that gay meant happy. Until like the teacher said it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So I guess it's homo.
Wait, but who is Kookaburra?
It's a bird. It's not a person.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Kookaburra is a bird, so Kookaburra sits on like a tree and Kookaburra sings and Kookaburra is gay because Kookaburra is happy.
Oh, okay. Wait, I'm gonna Google how it looks like.
It's like okay, you know, I'm gonna Google it also. Kookaburra. Do you even know how to spell it?
Yes. K-O-O-K-A burr.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Kookaburra. Oh my gosh. You know Google has this function where you can view it in 3D.
What?
You can view the bird in 3D.
What kind of option is that? You're that rich person, Google. Oh, I do see it. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. That's so cute.
Oh my god, try it.
Oh my god, I'm trying it. View in your space. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Wait, oh, I can hear it.
Oh my god. Wait, why is the bird so glossy? Is it wet?
Well, it was raining just now.
Wow, bitch. It looks like it's made of wax. Wait, I can also see a koala, kangaroo, a quokka, emu and a platypus. Oh my god, I'm gonna see a platypus. Platypus so cute. Oh my god, the platypus is like swimming if you click on the platypus. That's so cute. Oh my god. Who in Google decided that this was a needed option? Like, is it there? Girl, where do you go? Well, as you can see, I'm the only host right now. Hi, my name is Jesse. None of my friends calls me Jesse, but Jesse is a new alias that I decided to come up with. I'm currently turning 21 this year. December is my birthday, so I am a Sagittarius. I'm very proud. I'm left-handed, and left-handed is the best hand. Fuck that right-hand propaganda shit, okay?
Wait, are we both fire signs?
Yes.
Oh.
Did you
well,
not know?
Well, I mean, I'm not big on
astronomical numbers, yeah.
Yes. And wait, astronaut, I don't know.
Oh, wait, side note, do you ever see that clip of this girl going up to a guy on like The Bachelor? And then he's like, I'm an astrophysicist.
Okay.
And then she's like, oh cool, I'm a Gemini.
Wait, oh, You just reminded me of this incident. It's so embarrassing, by the way. Okay, so there was this one time, right? I was talking to this girl. She's from, like, in our school, we got this ECA that is, like, astronomy. Is it astronomy? Astronomy? No, it's, like,
Are you talking about gastronomy?
Like, no, no, no. It studies, like, the space, like, the galaxy and stuff.
Okay, sure.
I forgot what it's called. Astro something.
No, it's probably just astronomy.
Is it? And yeah, then, like, yeah. I thought, like, she's passionate on, like, what? All those
zodiac signs.
And I was like, oh, cool, yeah. I acted like I know everything.
Oh,
I mean, I thought, no, because I thought she was really talking about zodiac signs. And at that time, I was fresh out of fairy tale, you know. I know right. my zodiac sign, you know.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, I know, like, Aries.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're a meme. You're a meme, bitch. And,
how am I supposed to know? I don't even, like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's so funny because that scene where the girl says, I'm a Gemini, it is universally mocked as, like, being super stupid. Well, pardon my words, but. While you were young.
Yeah, and I was fresh out of fairy tale. Like, what do you expect? Yeah. Speaking of fairy tale, what about it?
It's so sad. It's perfect segue into our main topic of the day.
All right. Which is
anime.
Anime.
I love anime. What the hell was that? Were you making, like, chimpanzee noises?
I was making, like,
Kookaburra. What?
Relating to what we just learned. Anyways. Yeah. What? Oh, I know, Spy X Family. You know that manga?
Uh-huh.
It's coming in 2022. It's, like, next year.
Oh, you mean the anime?
Yeah, they're gonna adapt. Like, oh my god, can I just say, all my, like, favorite mangas are getting serialized to, like, anime, and I'm, like, so happy.
Let me burst your bubble. The mangas that you like...
Oh, okay.
Okay. ...are serialized because they made enough money, and they think that if it became an anime, it will make more money. Which means, the shit that you have been looking at are mainstream, so you're kind of a basic.
Okay, look, I found that manga way before it was hype, okay? Like,
before it was hype?
I followed it, like, when it's, like, first few, like, you know, chapters.
That was... a manga chapter.
Yeah.
I also read it a long time ago.
Yeah, it's good. Like, yeah. I just knew it's good. It's just...
I don't think it's... I think they could have done, like, way more, but I mean fairly what's the thing called, I haven't read it in a long time, but when I read
same.
It was funny, especially the one where she was enrolling into a school.
Oh my god. And then there was this bully that's, like, basically, like, a loser,
yeah, and then went up to her and then she, like, punched him or something.
Yeah, and then somewhere along the way I feel like he has, like, a crush on her.
Yeah, misogynistic. Nope, not misogynistic.
No.
Masochistic.
Misogynistic. Not a kid being a misogynist.
Not a misogynist at 6 years old. Well, I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know.
Like, the child still thinks that he hates her, but
he's, like, obsessed with her. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Yeah, I like that. And you know what? Honestly, I should get you onto this manga also. It's called... I forgot what it's called, but it's about a young girl and she wants to be a witch.
And, okay.
Yeah, because in the world that she lives in... Oh my god. Because the manga is beautiful. Like, it's drawn so beautiful. I'll give you the name later, but it's a cute story. It's not the best story. It's not finished also.
Okay.
Yeah, but I personally love anything with like magic and witchcraft, so
Yeah.
I wish Harry Potter had a manga. Can you imagine if Harry Potter had a manga? First of all,
it would be everywhere. Everyone
will
have it.
It would be so cute.
Yeah.
And yeah, why not? Like okay. Top three anime. Top three in your opinion. Right now. Top three. Just three.
Why? Okay, so okay, first of all, it's been so long since I watched like an like a anime, I guess.
But gotta have a list. You've gotta have a list. Top three. Oh, okay, how about this? Top three anime that you would recommend to everybody. Oh, she's thinking now. When Hana thinks, she just goes completely silent. When she's not thinking is when she talks the most, so. Hello? Damn it, she's gone again. Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. My mom is watching like a series. Zhou Sheng. My favorite singer is on TV. Zhou Sheng the 音乐配. Hello, you're gone again. Where the hell did you go? Also, if anybody didn't know, I'm Chinese. I can speak Chinese really well. When I was in primary school, when I had Chinese oral examinations, the teacher would actually be like, are you from China? Where are you? I can hear you. Basically, I would be doing the oral examination.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, where were you?
I was here. I've been here.
Okay, then what's your top three recommendations?
It depends on like the genre. Like
no I'm genre, gonna... just in your opinion.
Oh, that's hard though. Okay.
It's just a question.
Okay, fine. I'll give three of like different.
No, give genres. Me three or death. Come on.
Yeah, I know, I can, but I like, can give three. You three right okay, now. Three of the top, but of a different genre, so that
no.
I give then variety. Because it's like, I feel like they are all like equally good, or like it's like not fair to like, you know.
To who? Oh my god! This question is just like, it's like nothing. Like just answer the question.
Okay, fine. Daily life of high school boy.
Wow. Okay.
That's funny as
fuck. You know, there's also Nichijo. Daily life of high school girls. And you're gone again. Where did you go?
I'm here.
Then why are you so silent?
I wasn't. I've been talking.
Sometimes you cut off. I don't know why.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
wait, let me start. Think... Daily life of high school girls. Where are daily life of high school girls? Oh, actually, it's just a subset of daily life of high school boys.
Oh, well, you see, so it's like related.
Okay, so this is kind of sexist. Why only high school boys? I think high school girls deserve their own anime.
I think there's plenty of that. Like
There is. I've seen it before.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the second one?
Honestly, any Ghibli. any Ghibli
movie.
Yeah, okay. Any.
What if you have to choose one?
Wow, okay, that's really hard. Okay, I think I'll probably give Grave of the Firefly.
Wow, oh my god.
Yeah.
That is a crazy, crazy movie.
It is. I remember crying. It's like one of those movie that is like the anime version of Titanic. Like every time you watch it, you will confirm cry.
I feel like Grave of the Fireflies is one of the movies that like, even if you are the best comedian in the world, you have no reason to make like jokes out of it. Or like you
shouldn't try. Yeah, because it's so serious.
It's
and
so serious.
So, like,
especially if you're American.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't, yeah. You should watch it and cry. If you watch it and don't cry, you got something wrong, man.
Yeah, psychopath.
Yeah.
For sure.
Psychopath.
Yes.
Yeah, what's your last one?
Hunter Hunter.
Wow. Okay, so you have Slice of Life.
Yeah, I'm giving the variety, you know.
Hunter is like action, shonen.
Mm-hmm.
And Ghibli is like iconic.
Yeah, iconic.
Yeah. Wow, okay, so that's your three.
Yes.
Wow. You know, I agree with two of those.
Okay, what's the one that you disagree?
The Daily Life of High School.
Why? Have you watched it? It's so funny.
I loved it.
It's so damn funny.
But I wouldn't recommend it to people.
Really?
Okay.
Then what would you recommend?
I would recommend One Piece.
One Piece. Oh my god. You want them to die?
What?
It's so long.
That's why it's good. Because it's long.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but I get lazy with it.
It's like if you want to get into American sitcom, you have to get into Friends.
Right.
Even though some would argue, but I would say that Friends is like bread and butter of like American sitcom.
Yeah.
It's the backbone.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, it's
legend.
Controversial. I like Friends. Some people don't like Friends. Some people think that Friends is too white. I agree.
I mean, you have to think of the society back then. Like, there's not a lot of options.
I mean, Golden Girls Golden Girls were majority white also. Three out of four. Yeah, I mean,
it's whatevs.
Okay, my recommendation. One Piece is something I would recommend to people who are like, oh, you know what?
I feel like if you like those animes like fairy tale, like those adventure or like Seven Deadly Sins.
No.
I feel like One Piece.
No. I don't think Seven Deadly Sins or Fairy Tail are on the level of One Piece.
Yeah, I know. They're not on the level, but yeah. I feel like the genre or like the vibe.
Yeah.
It's like somewhere. It's like the same category. But of course,
Shonen
like.
Adventure, lah. Shonen Adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But One Piece is like the experience you get from actually getting into One Piece is significantly different from any other anime out there.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Because it's like you grow with
the characters and the story. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 1,000 chapters.
Yeah.
That's insane. And it's like it's not like a Doraemon situation where like every episode is like just same shit but different items.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
I tried getting into One Piece, but I got lazy.
I mean, I can see that because you know what? When I started One Piece, I completely like...
When did you start One Piece? Like,
I think the year? Secondary...
Okay.
School. Yeah.
You know what? If you tell me to watch One Piece in secondary school, I was 100%. I won't be like lazy or anything.
Yeah.
Because I have so much time in secondary school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't go into One Piece because I didn't like...
have time.
Like back then, in secondary school is like when I discovered anime. Like literally I remember my very first anime is Death Note.
Wow. That's my goal. Psychopath.
I mean,
the first anime being like a serial murderer, like
I am interested. Okay, you know what?
I bet you had a crush on like Yagami.
No, listen. No. Before I got into anime, right? I actually watch normie shows, like really cringy normie.
Say their names. What the hell do you watch?
Vampire Diaries.
Oh my god! Wait, don't call it that though. Our friend Rain is still there.
Yeah, I know. I know she watches it.
She does. I mean, she loves it.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Every week before they are weak, they're normie. Okay.
Let's, you know, just what? 100%. You can't get into One Piece without getting into like Pirates of the Caribbean first.
Yeah. You see what I mean? So I started my, you know, TV journey.
Yeah.
Or whatever you can call it.
Bro, I remember
from Vampire Diaries.
No, mine wasn't even Vampire Diaries. Mine was like The Circle. Was it The Circle?
What?
The Circle. Not the circle.
Is it the reality show?
Okay, no. Okay, how about Heroes?
Heroes. H-E-R-O-E-S?
Yeah, Heroes.
Like the show?
Yes, there's a show called Heroes. It was about like people with superhuman abilities. There was an Asian guy who can like turn back time.
This one. Yeah. I just Googled it. Yeah, this looks very, very familiar. Like somebody watches this, but like I wasn't really interested in it. Like this show was the kind of show that I let it play in the background kind.
Yeah, but it was like I didn't really in my childhood. I mean, mind you, my childhood was like MediaCorp. Whatever MediaCorp showed me, I consumed.
Yeah, MediaCorp, Octo.
Yeah, Kid Central, Octo. Hello.
Oh yeah, it was Kid Central first. Yeah.
Oh my
Kid
god,
Central.
You know what? There was a time when...
And Cartoon Network.
Kid Central was like dying.
Oh like, yeah, it was towards the end. That's why they rebranded.
And then they would like play shit like, oh, Kid Central is leaving, and they'll give like a teaser of Octo, and I was like, what the fuck is happening, right? And just within like one night, it became Octo, and I was like, oh, what is this? And then like the new theme of Octo was so like, I don't know, it was weird to me.
Okay.
And then they proceeded to have like worse shows.
Yeah. I really love Groom My Room, by the way.
Oh,
Groom My Room, or that. You know that show where like these kids have like this book where like when they open and read it, they can jump into history. You know that show?
The boy who can jump into history.
Yeah, there's this because he owned this book.
Was there a dog?
A dog? I don't know. It's either a book or a treasure chest. I can't really remember. It's one of those. It's quite iconic. Name of the show though.
Oh, hold on, my goodness. There are all the Smart Local has a lot of articles about shows of our childhood.
Oh yeah, I'm also looking at it. Let me see. Oh my god, remember Art Factory? That's my childhood also. Oh yeah, Jobs for Junior. That's also like, oh wow. Yes, Robbie and the Book of Tales.
Yeah. Was that a dog? There's a dog, right?
It's a book. A I was dog. Right, it's a book. There's a dog.
Yeah. He could talk like meow. Robbie and a Book of Tales. There was a dog. I swear there was a dog. Oh my god, am I having like a, what's that thing called? That moment.
Second recommendation. And your third.
Oh, we are back on the topic. Okay.
Yes. Go back to the topic at hand.
My second one would be... Oh my god. My true love. When I realized that being human meant being nice to people while also being like making fun of yourself and having a life that is not so serious.
I get you.
It's get dense.
Like Oh, okay. Yeah, you recommended me that, but
I would
I'm
love
still so
all
lazy.
My friends to know about the show because it has humor, drama, relationships, and like deep topics.
But what's the genre though? Shonen also.
Slice of life. Slice of life.
Well, slice of life. Okay.
Anybody who's never tried to watch or like ever heard of Sket Dance, the creator of the show was a co-creator of Gintama.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
actually. They even had a crossover episode.
Wow,
yeah.
That's cute.
So back then I was in sec 2 or 3, and it was a show that really opened my eyes about like school life and about being more open and being less afraid of like making friends. Yeah, which helped me in poly also, because poly is when I really opened up, but secondary school I was still a bit like a shy kid or whatever. But Sket Dance, there's a storyline of one of the main characters, and it's so incredibly sad, but it's so compelling because spoiler alert. Okay, what comes next is a spoiler alert. So if you don't want to hear this, you can skip.
I don't want to hear. I don't know. I stopped.
You're never
going
to watch it anyways.
No, I tried watching it, but then okay. I forgot why I stopped it.
Okay,
it
because
was...
episode 1 is not that good. It gets good after like episode 4.
Okay, I believe you.
Okay, basically, something happened which led to another thing, and someone died.
What?
And
wait a minute, for a freaking slice of life.
Yes,
and someone died,
murdered. Like there was a murder in a show.
Okay, a twist.
Yeah, so which caused a person to experience no. Which caused a person to go through a traumatic like life. But then there's like a what's it called? Retribution. Is it retribution?
Retribution.
Is it catharsis?
I just remember Diluc saying that. What?
Catharsis.
What about it?
Do you know what's catharsis?
No.
The process of releasing and thereby providing relief from or repressed emotions.
Okay.
So it's like getting liberated, basically. Catharsis. Yeah, so there's a character who has catharsis, but it's a manga exclusive.
Okay.
In a sense, the story only happened in the manga, so the anime doesn't.
Oh,
I get it. Does show other things, and I still love it. It's so funny. Sket Dance, yeah. I would recommend any like teenager to watch it. Really. It's really like cute.
Okay.
My last recommendation. Let me think. What have I watched? I think I watched so much that I forget like a lot.
Right. I'm surprised you still remember like some of the like arcs in Fairy Tail. Like how do you even?
My memories, like, oh my god, Kakeguru. Yeah, I totally forgot this was an anime.
Oh, that became big. Even Netflix is like doing like a life. And we don't talk about that.
Why? Oh, live action. Wait.
Yeah, live action.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
Yeah.
Japan tries though. I mean,
Japan's live action.
It's a genre of itself. It's a culture thing. So we
it's good still.
Yeah,
I mean,
a culture thing.
Yeah. Anyways, can you continue?
Have you ever watched Kaguya-sama Love is War?
Love is War. Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, I remember watching a few episodes, then I dropped it. Because I remember, okay, you see, I used to be very active in watching anime back in secondary school. Because as I say, I'm more free, like, when I was young.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I have this thing where I don't watch like any No, like if there's like I mean, even though I'm a girl myself and like it's just, you know, like flipping skirt scenes or like those boobs.
Oh, you're talking about like the edgy scenes.
Yeah,
edgy
yeah, yeah.
Shit. Yeah. Yeah. Which is
I,
like borderline what's the thing called? It's like harassment, sexual harassment.
And it's kind of like porn. And I, you know, I was so big on Miranda Singh. So
yeah, also you were like very vanilla like, about shit.
Yes.
Yeah, and everything should be like PG.
Yeah, I will never watch those times. So like Love is War, I think the reason why I dropped it was because of that.
Really? It does happen, but I feel like they do it better than any other show. Personally, I feel. Okay. I mean, it's better than Shokugeki no Soma.
But can I just say, now that I'm of legal age, I don't mind watching a bit of
anime. Legal. I mean,
okay, look, I watch Fairy Tail, so I can do this. Bro,
Fairy Tail had worse scenes. Natsu was literally fully invading Lucy's toilet, like, on a regular basis. And everybody was like,
yeah, it was like a kind of gag thing.
Which is weird. I don't know. Japan has a tendency to humorize women pain.
Sexual harassment. Like,
basically. Oh my God, let me just see. You know what? I can't think of the third one, honestly. Oh my God, it's hard.
Yeah, see? I told you.
Yeah, it's hard.
And I quote. What did you just say?
It's hard to
I also forgot. I can't quote. I'm pretty sure you said that it's not that hard.
It's not that hard. Oh my god. I'm surprised you didn't recommend like One Punch Man or something.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm like really bent over. Okay. I didn't recommend One Punch Man because it's short in the anime. But the manga I would recommend. If you tell me to recommend manga, I would recommend. But anime wise,
Hurry okay, you know what? You know what? You know what? Now. As of right now, as we are talking, I would recommend Welcome to Demon School Iruma-kun.
Oh my god, that yes. one! I'm also watching and reading that so currently.
Wholesome. It's so
wholesome. It's so funny. Are you reading the manga?
I have been reading the manga. I read it before the anime came out.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
Oh. I can't believe we never talk about this.
Because it's like, such a cute anime that doesn't really come out in comics. It wouldn't be like a reference thing where like, oh, this reminds me of Iruma-kun.
Yeah.
But I would recommend that right now.
It's so cute. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. I second that. That's so wholesome.
It's awesome.
It's wholesome. They make freaking, they make demon star.
Yeah.
Freaking cute. Like, are you kidding me? If I bring this to like, you know.
Oh, they had the audacity to create an arc where he turns evil, which is the best arc.
Yeah, the evil cycle,
and just,
right?
Like, and then just, I remember, like, doesn't do it again.
Yeah, it's so
like
funny.
What? That was so cool, and then they just don't do it again. It's like,
no, but in the manga they did it. I mean he appeared again.
I know, but it was like a short moment.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but side note also, for manga recommendation, I would still recommend Act Age. Yeah. Remember I recommend you that one?
Yeah, you did.
It's about acting. And it's like
Yeah, you gotta say acting. It reminds me of I haven't started on it. Yeah. But based on your description, reminds me of there's this shoujo one. I don't know if you saw it before already. What is it called? It's about drama also. I mean, acting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me.
Is it the one where like the boy is like acting and then the other boy fell in love with him while they were children?
What?
Nope. Okay, never mind.
I say it's shoujo, not.
Okay. Okay, skip beat. What?
Skip beat.
Oh, wait, I think I know.
Yeah, it's about acting too. And I remember, when I was on like shoujo, you know, binging shoujo stuff. Skip Beat was one of them, and I
would say honestly, I would say Egg Age is probably inspired by Skip Beat. Not even gonna lie.
Really?
Yeah, not even gonna lie.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, but Egg Age got cancelled because the
manga you got seen before.
The manga got arrested for like sexual harassment, sexual assault. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bad because. Oh my god.
That's bad. I can't enjoy
the manga anymore.
I get it. It's like but dilemma.
Hey, cancelled for a good reason, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, it's 35 minutes now. We should end soon.
Okay. Do you have anything else to add about anime?
No, but definitely there's a lot to talk about, but we are in a time crash and it's not.
Who said our episode should be 35 minutes?
Okay, look, like who's gonna listen like so long, you know?
But normally the podcast that I listen to is like an hour long.
Yeah, but that's because they're famous and we're like nobodies. So
we should
keep it short and simple.
You know what? I will set this flag up right now.
Okay,
I think we're gonna be somebody. I think we are gonna be famous. And I think we're gonna make at least $5 in our podcast career.
Okay, that will be great, actually.
It'll be
I need that transport money.
Yeah. Oh yeah, are you gonna wait? Okay, never.
That's for
something else.
Yeah.
Well, join us next time.
When we talk about
trains.
More anime stuff and manga.
Oh, you want to talk about oh my god.
I mean, we see how.
Oh, let's talk about reality TV. How about that?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, reality TV. I love talking about reality.
Next episode, reality TV.
Yeah.
How do we end this? Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I mean, people.